Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because when you touch me, hallelujah, I said, when you touch me, Lord, oh, thank you, Jesus, sickness is healed when you touch, Lord God. Chains are broken. Oh, to be touched by Jesus. Oh.
Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I'd like to call your attention to verse number 3, the latter clause. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I would like to speak to you from this subject, unstoppable. Unstoppable. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you. For this is the day that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, God, we ask that you speak through us. Speak, Lord, until thou again become the believers. Speak in Jesus' name.
Even when we were
and for us, now who believe. And of course, when we examine the psalm based on the content of the psalms have been categorized into various compartments. There are the didactic psalms, psalms like Psalm 119, which are designed to teach or give guidance. Then you have the Messianic psalm, like Psalm 23, and then the psalm that reveals or conceals the hidden message concerning our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There are the imprecatory psalms, psalms like Psalm 69 that ask God to take vengeance upon those that despise the very ground that we walk on. There is penitent psalms like Psalm 51, which expresses repentance and cleansing when David declares, "Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit." Then there are psalms of the grief, which was sung that was sung as the pilgrim tracked the roots of my Psalm 121, where the writer declares, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which created heaven and earth." And then there is what we call the wisdom psalm, shout wisdom. Wisdom psalm is the one of these psalms that in our text today, which teaches us how to be blessed by God. And that's how this psalm open today, my brothers and sisters. It says, "Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." Now, when you look at that word blessed, in the Hebrew, it literally means favored. Blessed means favor, and I enjoy talking about favor, because the word blessed means favor. It's talking about the favor of God being available to the people of God. he put his stamp of approval on hallelujah. No matter what, whatever that means, God is saying, whatever I put my stamp of approval on, no matter what, God is saying this. That means whatever dream you dreamed, whatever business you start, whatever job you work on, whatever neighborhood you live in, that means people will be blessed.
That nobody can stop you.
they see that they are pastor preaching. And they see it and they think that they can do it just simply by looking at him. They believe that it's easy. But what they don't realize is this. It is the anointing on their life that makes them look easy and makes them unstoppable. Whenever God makes you unstoppable, can nobody stop you? A lot of us here, we've been surviving through hell and high water. Devil has tried to kill your children. The devil has tried to ruin your marriage, mess with your children, try to make you depressed to the point where you're ready to throw in the towel and call it quits. But everything the devil has tried has failed because he recognized that you are unstoppable.
Just can't see.
Verse 1 says that you have to have a discernment. to what you've been praying for. You've been praying for this, and the devil will send you that. You've been praying for a wife, and the devil will send you a playgirl, because the devil is concentrating on your desires, and he's coming at you through your desires. Therefore, we have to have something that the devil cannot use against us. Something that the devil can use against us to cause us to stray away from God. And what we concentrate on is this, that the devil can't use against us the word of God. When your desire is the word of God, when your desire is the scriptures, the word of God, you will love the word of God to the point you read it during the day, you read it during the night. When you love God's word to the point that you start concentrating on it, the devil can't use that desire to twist it and distort it, to make it work against you, because you have a desire for the word of God. I'm almost finished here. And then the Bible says, and his law, do he meditate day and night? When he have a desire for the word, we meditate on a daily basis. What is meditation? Meditation is letting the word of God saturate in your mind. Hallelujah. It's turning over again and again in your mind. And when the devil try and sin, turn us and hell thoughts to your mind. And when you think about the word of God, the scripture will come to your mind. He will keep you in perfect peace. Strategic place. spirits have gripped. It's in need of a healing.